GlaxoSmithKline has been a dedicated partner of the Florida Chamber over the years. As a leader on immunizations, GSK works to help protect individuals against vaccine-preventable diseases such as meningitis. As the new school year begins, GSK parent advocate Kathy Mayfield, who lost her teenage daughter to meningitis 10 years ago, and Dr. Paul Robinson, president of the Florida chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, are here to remind us about the importance of vaccines, especially since meningitis vaccines are easily accessible during back-to-school physicals. Kathy, thanks so much for being with us this morning. Let's start with you. Obviously, you went through a very difficult time, but tell us about the importance of this issue for you and your family.
Well, thank you for this opportunity to talk about bacterial meningitis. As you know, we lost our daughter, Lawson. She was 18 years old. It's been 10 years this year, this September. And we lost her to bacterial meningitis. Preston, when we lost her, we had no idea about the disease. I always correlated bacterial meningitis with babies, quite honestly, and that you heard a lot about it when they would contract it. They were young. It was very, very serious. But I really never knew about it, how it affected older children, young adults. So when we lost Lawson, and it literally happened to us almost overnight, she came home from a trip overseas. She's a very vibrant, very healthy young woman. She was a big equestrian, very strong. And she'd been gone to Europe for 2 weeks with her older sister. And she came home with a headache, which wasn't terribly unusual. She'd been traveling. That's a long trip. I assume she was probably a little dehydrated. She had migraines in the past every so often. So I didn't think a thing about it. And she literally got home on a Sunday. She rode about 6 horses all day Monday afternoon, late. We all went to get her nails done, and she had a headache. She left early. She went upstairs to her room. I went and checked on her about 7 o'clock, and she was just really lethargic. This was unusual. It was definitely worse than what I had seen in the past. So I mentioned going to the hospital. She didn't blink an eye. She was very sensitive to light. She was just had a severe headache. So we went to the hospital, and to make a long story short, about 3 o'clock in the morning, she was diagnosed with bacterial meningitis. At that point, she was in ICU for about 24 hours. She had a terrible seizure. We knew that it was very serious. And she did not make it out of the hospital. She was brain dead. We had to make a decision to take her off life support, and that had to do a lot with she was an organ donor, and there was only we had a small window of time to make that decision, and we did. And it was so quick and so devastating that the only thing we knew how to do was educate ourselves about this disease. So that's how we got here.
Dr. Robinson, it is obviously a tragedy what happened to Lawson and the Mayfield family. How can something like this be avoided?
Well, there are two major groups of bacteria germs that can cause meningitis in America. Typically, pneumococcus and meningococcus are the two major ones that cause trouble. And both of these germs can be at least mostly prevented with vaccination. There are two different vaccines against the meningococcal type of meningitis, and there's one, Prevnar 13, that prevents the pneumococcal infection. Both of these vaccines are very good, and since they have been introduced, there's been a fall in the United States in both germs that cause meningitis and significant illness.
Dr. Robinson, what would you tell those who may be apprehensive about vaccines?
I think we have to remember that even when Robert Koch did the very first vaccines, or at least the second vaccines, there were people even then that had vaccine hesitancy. And remember that smallpox used to kill millions of people. Smallpox has now been eradicated from the world, and it's been eradicated because of vaccines. Polio used to be rampant. It's now completely gone in the Western Hemisphere. Vaccines are very safe. They are very, very useful, and they are not associated with negative events like autism. There are many studies now that have shown that. So I strongly recommend that people not believe what they read on Facebook and other social media and talk to their physicians.
Kathy, I'm going to ask you the question that I asked Dr. Robinson. What would you say to those who might be apprehensive based on what they see online, social media, just people talking about being apprehensive about vaccines?
I would say do your homework. Read the scientific data. Vaccines are so safe, and we are particularly fortunate to have vaccines against bacterial meningitis that are extremely effective, extremely safe. And there are so many people right now, our college campuses, it's happening all over the United States, where these kids are coming down with bacterial meningitis that is vaccine preventable. So the only thing I can say is I understand that your child's health is so important, and there's so much information out there, but there is so much erroneous information that is just flat out not scientific based, and that we're doing a huge disservice to our children and to everyone else not to know the facts and get vaccinated.
Thank you both for sharing your perspective. As the school season begins, remember to ask your physician about available meningitis immunizations. For more information on how you can protect you and your loved ones from vaccine-preventable diseases, visit www.immunizefl.com.